in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. It stands 2,717 feet high.
Incredible.
What about the oldest city in the world?
I'm not sure. Somewhere in Egypt?
Almost, but not quite. It's Aleppo in Syria. The city dates back to 600 BC, and it's the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world.
Really? I didn't know that.
There are also some interesting facts about transportation. For instance, do you know anything about the longest train trip?
Well, I suppose it's in Russia.
That's right. The Trans-Siberian Railway from Moscow to Vladivostok is 5,771 miles long and crosses 7 different time zones.
That's one long train ride.
That's right. And how about plane trips? What's the shortest runway in the world?
Runway? You mean where the planes land at the airport?
That's right.
I have no idea.
Well, it's on the beautiful island of Saba in the Caribbean. The runway is only 1,300 feet long, and it ends in a 196-foot drop into the ocean.
This is fascinating stuff, Max. I can't wait to read your book.
File 10A, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the travel section of the program. Our guest today is travel writer Max Miller, whose book, Superlative Sights, came out yesterday. Max, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gloria.
So, what exactly is your book about?
Well, it's basically about the biggest, the best, and the most beautiful places in the world.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, of course. Let's start with Ayers Rock in Australia. Its other name is Uluru, and it's the world's largest rock. It's almost 12,000 feet long, 7,920 feet wide, and 1,141 feet high. Enormous!
Yes, I see what you mean. What else?
How about the world's highest waterfall? Angel Falls in Venezuela is 3,212 feet high. A lot of the water evaporates before it hits the ground.
Wow! Are there only natural places in your book, or do you have any man-made structures?
Yes, we include man-made structures, too. For example, do you know what the tallest building is right now?
No. Tell us more.
Well, it's Burj Khalifa